Akui made a noise of confusion. Aurora Gold, he thought. There was no Aurora Gold. Aurora was a duffer claim. Mannering, of all people, knew that.
Stuffed into the flour canister, Mannering snarled. Wedged into the bellows, inside the teapot, in the meat safe. Do you understand me? 4,000 pounds worth of pure...
Ah Kui was frowning. His understanding of English was very limited, but he knew gold, and he knew Aurora, and he knew thousand. And it was very plain to him that Mannering wished to recover something that was lost. He must be referring to the gold from Anna's dresses, Arqui thought. The gold that he had come upon one afternoon, lifting a flounce of her skirt, and finding it heavy, mineral, weighted with stones. The gold that he had siphoned, week by week, taking out the threads, a seam at a time, while she lay sleeping atop the brick bed of this very range, the waxing half-sphere of her pregnancy rising and falling with every breath, murmuring only when the snick of his needle touched her skin. He had smelted that metal over the weeks and months following his discovery, and he had stamped each square with the name of the claim to which he was indentured, the Aurora, before taking it to the camp station at Canieri.
4,000 pounds! Mannering shouted.
Holly began to bark.
The Aurora is a bloody duffer! She's a bloody tailing pile! I know that! Staines knows that! Aurora's dry and always has been. You tell me the truth. Did you strike it rich on the Aurora? Did you find a seam? Did you find a seam and retort the gold and hide it at Crosby Wells' cottage? Tell me, damn you! Quiet, Holly, quiet!
It was the Aurora mine to which Arqui was exclusively indentured. His contract would not allow him to make a profit, except from ore lifted from that plot of land. After smelting the gold from Anna's dresses, and inscribing each smelted block with the word Aurora, he had delivered the ore to the camp station to be banked and weighed. When the Aurora's quarterly return was published in the first week of January, however, Arqui had discovered, to his shock, that the gold had not been banked against the claim at all. Somebody had stolen it from the camp station vault. Mannering shoved the gun harder into Arqui's temple, and again instructed him to speak, uttering several profanities too vulgar to set down here. Arqui wet his lips. He did not have enough English to articulate a full confession. He cast about for the few English words he knew.
Unlucky, he said at last. Very unlucky. Damned right you're unlucky, Mannering shouted. And you're about to become unluckier still.
He struck Arqui's cheek with the butt of his revolver, and then shoved the muzzle into his temple again, pushing the man's head painfully to the side.
You had better start thinking about your luck, Johnny Kui. You had better start thinking about how to turn your luck around. I will shoot you. I will put a hole in your head with 2 men to witness. I will.
But Charlie Frost had become very agitated, and it was he who spoke. You stop that, he said.
Hush up, Charlie.
I won't hush up, Frost said. You put down that gun.
Not for Africa.
You're confusing him.
Rot.
You are.
I'm speaking the only language he can understand.
You've got your pocketbook. This was very true. After a moment, as if in concession, Mannering took the revolver away from Arqui's temple. But he did not return the weapon to its holster. He paused a moment, weighing the piece in his hand, and then he raised it again and levelled it not at Arqui, but at Arsuk, who of the 2 men had the better English. With the muzzle pointed directly at Arsuk's face, Mannering said,
I want to know whether the Aurora turned up a bonanza, and I want the truth. Ask him.
Arsuk relayed Mannering's question to Arqui in Cantonese, who responded at length. The goldsmith recounted the full history of the Aurora gold mine, salted by Mannering, since purchased by Staines. He explained the reason why he had first chosen to retort his weekly earnings, and later to inscribe the blocks with the name of the mine to which he was indentured. He assured Arsuk that the Aurora, to the best of his knowledge, was worth nothing at all, having barely turned up pay dirt for 6 months. Mannering shifted from foot to foot, scowling. All the while, Holly was circling the room, her mouth in a grin, her wide tail thumping. Charlie Frost put his hand down for her to lick.
"No nugget,"
Ah-Suk translated when Ah-Kui was done.
"No bonanza. Ah-Kui say Aurora is duffer claim."
"Then he's a goddamned liar,"
Mannering said.
"Dick," said Frost, "you said yourself that your roar is a duffer."
"Of course it is," shouted Mannering. "So where in hell did all that gold come from? All of it smelted by this filthy heathen, and in this very room. Is he in league with Crosby Wells? Ask him."
He shook his pistol at Ah-Suk, who said, after confirming the answer with Ah-Kui,
"He not know Crosby Wells."
Ah-Suk could easily have shared his own intelligence with Mannering, the intelligence that had brought him to Ah-Kui's hut that very afternoon seeking the other man's advice. But he felt he did not approve of Mannering's interrogative technique, and he felt that the magnate did not deserve a helpful answer.
"What about stains, then?"
said Mannering to Ah-Suk. His fury was acquiring a desperate edge.
"What about Emery Staines? Aha, you know that name, don't you, Johnny Kui? Of course you do. Go on, where is he?"
This question was relayed from Ah-Suk to Ah-Kui as before.
"He not know,"
said Ah-Suk again, when Ah-Kui was done. Mannering exploded with annoyance.
"He not know? He not know? He not know a lot of things, Johnny Suk, wouldn't you say?"
"He won't answer if you ask him like that," Frost cried.
"You hush, Charlie."
"I won't hush."
"This isn't your business, damn it. You're getting in the way."
"It'll be my business if any blood gets spilled," Frost said. "Put down your gun."
But Mannering only thrust it once again at Ah-Suk.
"Well,"
he snarled,
"and you can wipe that stupid look off your face, or I'll wipe it off for you. I'm asking you now, not him, not Johnny Kui. I'm asking you, Suk. What do you know about stains?"
Ah-Kui's eyes were moving back and forth between them.
"Mr. Staines, very nice man,"
said Ah-Suk pleasantly.
"Nice man, is he? Care to say where the nice man might have disappeared to?"
"He leave,"
said Ah-Suk.
"Did he now?"
Mannering said.
"Just upped his sticks, did he? Left all his claims behind? Walked out on everyone he knows?"
"Yes," said Ah-Suk. "It was in the paper."
"Tell me why,"
said Mannering.
"Why would he do that?"
"I not know,"
said Ah-Suk.
"You are playing a very stupid hand, both of you,"
said Mannering.
"I'll ask you why.